One of the most durable piano players in jazz, Marion McPartland, says classical music first drew her to the keyboard.
Some of my earliest days as a musician was listening to my mother playing Chopin. She was playing From that moment on, I don't remember ever not playing piano. Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is the brilliant young pianist, Hiromi.
Marion McPartland is known today as the host of the public radio program Piano Jazz. She started that program after decades of experience touring and recording jazz. Today, at the age of 87, the British-born artist is a living link to generations of great musicians. One of them was her late husband, Jimmy McPartland. Another was the trumpeter, Dizzy Gillespie.
Dizzy and I were real good friends. Of course, he knew Jimmy for a million years. And we played at a festival in French Lick, Indiana. Jimmy made Dizzy get him, Jimmy, up on his back, and they both plunged into the pool. And Dizzy says, well, we integrated the pool, which was probably true now that I think of it.
Let's go back to some of your earliest days. Do you remember a professional musician that you heard on the radio in your youth or a little later who had a style that said to you, this is what
youth,
I want to try?
Of course, Fats Waller, stride piano, he would play.
And it's called stride what? Because it gets a sense of someone kind of going down the street or what?
Yeah. Left hand is supposedly, if you're doing it right, striding down the piano. And of course he did it with great panache, and I've never been terribly good at that. I did play Ain't Misbehavin', however, at the White House, and I didn't actually say it was dedicated to President Clinton, but I think he got the point. He loved it.
How did you play it at the White House? How did it sound there?
I did Ain't Misbehavin'. Let's see, I forget what I did. Something like that.
May I say, Marion McPartland, when I listen to the Fats Waller style of that song, when you hear that, you feel like you're in a bar, a comfortable kind of low-down bar.
Absolutely.
When I hear your version, I feel like I'm in a nice restaurant.
Really?
Yes. I mean that as a compliment.
I take it as a compliment.
Is there a contemporary musician from which you've learned a little trick on the piano?
Not necessarily a trick, just beautiful harmony. Bill Evans, I think he has affected everybody. I mean, a lot of people that would hear me say that would be nodding, because Bill Evans has affected so many people. He is a pianist who started to make an appearance on the scene in the 50s, and he not only wrote wonderful tunes, but his harmony, I'm at the risk of copying things he wrote. I mean, I probably did, and so did millions of other piano players.
What's an example of what you're talking about?
Well, I can do My Foolish Heart. after he died, I couldn't play that tune for ages. I just thought, well, it's going to be, I'm going to be feel too sad playing it.
You have, as it's worked out in life, outlived a great many of people who were your contemporaries. Do you feel like you're carrying on some part of them in the music that you play and the work that you do?
No, I haven't really thought that. I just feel very pleased about being able to do something nobody else is doing right now, and that's piano jazz. Being able to have piano players, singers, vibe players. Occasionally somebody will say, when are you going to retire? Which I think is awfully rude. And then they asked Duke Ellington the same thing. And he said, retire to what? And I feel the same way. I mean, working is fun. That's much more fun than getting in a Winnebago or playing shuffleboard or something. I'm sure I couldn't play shuffleboard anyway.
Although the Winnebago, you know, you could get a piano in there or something like that if you want.
I probably could. That's a good idea. And then stop at certain towns and play.
Marion McPartland's Winnebago Jazz. Coming to a town near you.
Oh, I think that's so funny.
Somebody mentioned that you've been trying to book Paul McCartney for the program.
I have, but maybe not hard enough. I would love to have him. I heard him when he first did Yesterday's on the Ed Sullivan Show, and I rushed to the piano to learn that tune, and I've got a tremendous repertoire of Beatle tunes. I would love to have that man on the show.
Yesterday, all
Paul, where are you?
So
please, are you listening?
Well, Marion McPartland, thanks very much. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, I've loved every minute of it. It's like going to the analyst. You know.
If you'd like to learn about upcoming guests who are booked on McPartland's show, you can visit npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.